For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The special counsel recommends no prison time for former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his substantial assistance in the Russia probe. Robert Mueller is asking the court not to sentence Flynn to any time behind bars. The memo, filed by Mueller's team of prosecutors, comes roughly a year after Flynn agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with the investigation. Flynn is scheduled to be sentenced on December 18th. President Trump is once again threatening major tariffs on Chinese goods if Washington and Beijing couldn't reach a new trade deal. China said it would move quickly to reach a consensus on trade with the U.S. Fears about the trade war between the two countries led to one of the worst days on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 800 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump met with George W. Bush, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump visited with members of the Bush family as they mourn the loss of their father, George W. Bush. Jeb Bush talks about some of the characteristics of his father.
He's really uncomfortable with people taking care of him. You know, it's the challenge for people that are really in that situation is they lose their dignity a bit, or they think they do. And so I was very, you know, it's sad to watch that as someone who loves my dad. But he never complained. He was always in good humor.
An independent probe has found that former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators following multiple accusations of sexual misconduct, which the report finds CBS has the justification to deny and terminate him for cause. The outside law firms found Moonves engaged in multiple acts of serious, non-consensual sexual misconduct. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A top Trump cabinet official has some reassurances for our allies. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes gives us a closer look at the story.
America's top diplomat speaks in Brussels, Belgium, at an event called Reforming the Rules-Based International Order. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling NATO allies,
under President Trump, we are not abandoning international leadership or our friends in the international system. Indeed, quite the contrary.
Pompeo blasting critics who claim that Trump's America First policy is dangerous to long-established multinational institutions like NATO. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Finally, there's some relief at the gas pumps. Gasoline prices have fallen to their lowest levels of the year. With more, here's John Clemens.
The national average is now at $2.43. That's down almost 10 cents a gallon. As the price of crude oil falls to about $51 a barrel, the price at the pump continues to fall. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about some of the prices around the country.
Some of the lowest prices in the country, $1.68 per gallon at a station in Denton, Texas, $1.74 a gallon at a station in St. Peters, Missouri, and $1.75 a gallon at a station in Mason, Michigan.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.